Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Rich Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we got some announcements that, you know, who the starters are going to be for the National and American League All-Star participants. We knew Ronald Acuña Jr. was the leading vote-getter, so we knew he would be part of all the festivities. But Orlando Arcia and Sean Murphy going to be starters as well. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale. He, of course, national MLB writer for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure, Chuck.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I don't know that anybody had Orlando Arcia starting in the All-Star game on their bingo card this year when the season got underway.
Yes, you're right. I think of all the the starters they named today, he's got to be the biggest surprise. I mean, who thought that was going to come? It's amazing. You know, Lou's Dansby Swanson, he steps in and makes the All-Star team and runs away with the voting. Wasn't even close.
You know, Bob, I do think that there is something to when a guy gets a chance to play every day and you know, again, it's been 2019 since he's been any regular starter. I think when guys like that get their opportunity, they really take advantage of it and make the most of it. And I think that there is that, hey, I'll prove that I can be a part of this club, and you don't have to pay Dansby Swanson $170 million or whatever the number was at the end of the day. I do think that guys like that want to show that, you know, maybe it's a chip on their shoulder, but I think that they want to show that, hey, they belong up here and they belong to be in that lineup every day.
No, I couldn't agree more. Show that he belongs. You know, they try to, get the job to, Grissom, and that was the guy they wanted. And, kudos to their front office, too, and believe in Arcia. They probably had their mind, okay, let's see if the kid can cut it. Grissom didn't. And he steps up, and, I'm sure they knew that he could handle a job, but I'm sure they're as surprised as anybody just to see what he's done to this level.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, as far as Murphy goes, I mean, I really am – I'm definitely impressed, and I'm glad that he is finally getting a chance to show. Look, we knew he was obviously one of the best defensive catchers in Major League Baseball, but now getting him out of that godforsaken Oakland Alameda Coliseum, where he's got a chance to actually show his offensive prowess and, you know, obviously benefit from being part of one of maybe the deepest lineup in Major League Baseball, it's all coming together for Sean Murphy. At the end of the day, I mean, that it really is starting to look like even more of a coup that they were able to bring him in. And, you know, again, didn't necessarily break the bank, you know, in paying him. But certainly his production has been outstanding for this club this year.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's teams, Cleveland Guardians, for instance, Tampa Bay Rays, that were heartbroken when they didn't get him to trade. They thought they offered better packages than Atlanta did. And now it just hurts worse, you know, seeing what he's doing, the contract he signed and everything else. So, yeah, heartbreaking for those franchises. And, yeah, what a trade. You know, he's a difference maker. You know, he, you know, has shown he's one of the top, you know, 2-3 catchers in all of baseball. You know, if not number one, but certainly in the conversations as one of the best. You know, it's hard to find a guy who can be a great offensive catcher and a defensive catcher, and he's doing that. And you want a catcher that has everybody's trust. So, I mean, look at the difference between what Atlanta has with Sean Murphy and a team like the Cardinals with Contreras. I mean, you know, they trusted a guy like Yadi Molina so much, and now it's such a big drop-off. It's tough for those pitchers to handle.
I want to ask you about a couple of the Braves pitchers in Bryce Elder and Spencer Strider. Do you think that those guys are all-star worthy pitchers? Do you think that one or both of those guys could potentially be all-star starters for this club?
I think Strider, for sure. You know, he's got the name now. People saw what we did last year. You know, saw what we did this year, too, before he got, you know, hurt. And, you know, Elder doesn't have the name yet. And a lot of times now it comes down to player vote. So, it's possible he could still make it, but he's more of a long shot just because he doesn't have that name recognition as a Strider has.
Do you think that if we think that Ronald Acuna Jr. is the MVP of the league, where does a Murphy or a Matt Olson fit into that discussion? I know Freddie Freeman's obviously, he's had a monster year as well, but where do you think Olson and Murphy kind of fit into that pecking order? If Ronnie's one and maybe Freeman's two, where do those two guys for the Braves fit into the pecking order from there?
I would say Murphy could be top five, six. You know, Olson's got the power, you know, a lot of strikeouts, you know, and, you know, like you said, with Freeman doing what he's doing. So he may be more toward the in the ballot. You know, right now, if you go, you know, one, two, three, if Freeman's two, probably Corbin Carroll, the rookie from Arizona, would be number three, if not number two. But Acuna's got a huge, huge advantage here. But, yeah, I would say Murphy – top five or so, and Olson, you know, maybe ninth or tenth.
You know, I want to talk to you about Steve Cohen because he obviously had the press conference, I believe it was yesterday, that he spoke to everybody. And I got to be honest with you, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought that it was a very honest look at that. He didn't sugarcoat anything. But he also didn't just abandon ship. And he talked about, look, it would be easy to just go in and fire everybody and clean house. And we know he's got all the money. You know, he's got more money than the federal government. So, again, he can do whatever he wants. But it would have been easy to just go in because they're so far behind and start moving everything. But I give him a lot of credit. Like, I was really impressed by the way he kind of handled things. And you know, I thought that he handled himself in a good way where he's a fan, he's upset, but he's also not jumping to, you know, any kind of rash decisions with this club.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you there, Chuck. You know, he's very rational, never, you know, raise his voice, never, you know, sound upset. Of course, it's frustrating, just like he is for the San Diego Padres with Peter Seidler. I'm sure he's embarrassed at what's going on. And, you know, the one theme he kept saying is it's on the players. It's on the players. He's absolutely right. You know, Buck Showalter's not at the plate. You know, Billy Epler's not on the mound. You know, that sort of thing. So, you know, he did remind everybody that he does want to hire a president of baseball operations. We all know that, you know, should be David Stearns. He's sitting in the driver's seat to get it. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get it. But otherwise, it's like, you know, hey, we're all in this together. I thought it was very interesting. He says, you know, if they're not in the race, you know, they could consider selling, which, you know, nobody would ever believe. He certainly made it clear that, hey, we're not adding. I'm not throwing bad money after bad money.
What do you make of the Marlins, Bob? Like, I mean, they're obviously in second place right now. And, look, I personally don't think anybody's overtaken the Atlanta Braves in that division. I mean, yes, the Marlins have had, you know, they've kept it kind of close compared to the Phillies and the Mets. But, Again, the Marlins will hook up with the Braves this weekend, and I think when it's all said and done, they're going to expand that lead over the Marlins. But what do you make of them this year? I mean, they've been one of the better stories, you know, in baseball, and obviously Jorge Soler is a guy that we know here in Atlanta was a big part of that team that you know won the World Series. But what do you make of the Marlins this year?
Yeah, I mean, really, they're one of the most surprising teams in all of baseball. I mean, you throw out, you know, what Arizona's doing, you know, what Tampa, just the level they're playing. But, yeah, I mean, credit to Skip Schumacher. He's really trying to be a great manager, good coaching staff and everything else. So, you know, they're doing this without Alcantara being the guy he was before. Jazz Chisholm's been out most of the season. So it'd be a great story for Marlins if they can hang around and get a wild card spot. But, yeah, I'm with you. There's no way they're going to catch Atlanta. No chance.
What does it say about, you know, again, Tampa Bay has been the best team in the American League. The Marlins have had a really good start. I mean, you know, again, they're not teams that have $300 million payrolls and stuff. You know, and then when you start to look at, you know, the Oakland A's and some of these organizations and, you know, even the Kansas City Royals and stuff like that, like, again, it feels like that some of these mid-market teams take some things seriously, and some mid-market teams don't. I mean, there seems to even be, you know, more than just the haves and have-nots in Major League Baseball, even amongst some of the, like, smaller market teams or the non-high payroll teams, there definitely seems to be a philosophy difference between some of these mid-market teams and some of the ones that are at the very bottom.
No, definitely. I mean, you think about this, you know, St. Louis Cardinals for decades have been kind of the model franchise for mid-market teams. Always had a payroll, you know, mid-pack, and that's it. Atlanta now has, I think, become the number one team as far as a role model. Same thing, winning all these division titles with a mid-sized payroll and producing in-house talent. You know, Tampa Bay Rays are the model franchise, you know, for the small market teams. So, I think what Atlanta is doing, you know, sustaining this kind of success and not having a payroll like the Dodgers or Yankees is a real credit to the front office.
Is there much doubt that Ohtani's the MVP of the American League here in the first half of the season? I mean, his wins above replacement, and as good as Wander Franco is, his wins above replacement is almost double Wander Franco. And obviously, look, for all of his pitching prowess, he's like fourth in the league in batting average. Is there much doubt that he's the MVP of the league so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's got such a huge advantage, just like Acuna in the National League. The one thing different this year about Ohtani is at least this time the Angels are in the race. Angels have a winning record. They're fighting for a wild card berth, you know, really fighting for the division too, for that matter. But the fact that he's got them in contention, I think, boosts his chances. You know, for a few times there when he's won MVP, you know, I said, well, it'd be, you know, a last place team with or without him. I wasn't crazy about him winning MVP. But now, you know, the fact that they're in contention and doing what they're doing, and there's really, you know, except for, like you said, you know, Franco or you know, Diaz or something like that. You know, nobody's really close to him as far as putting up numbers.
You know, it's crazy too, Bob, when you look at, you know, the Angels are finally above 500 and playing well, and Texas is like all world. Like, Texas is 49-31. I mean, I don't know if it's bad luck for the Angels franchise, but just it seems like when they finally start to get good and they finally start to win, here comes the Texas Rangers, and they're just dominating the American League right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Angels have thrown, you know, a lot of money around in years and haven't got much out of it. You know, whether it was, you know, Pujols struggling, you know, Anthony Rendon has been a big-time bust. You know, Josh Hamilton, on and on, where you look at a team like Texas, you know, throwing all that $700 million out there, you know, $500 million worth in Seager and Semien, and it's paying off. It didn't look like it a year ago, and those guys have been great. So here's a franchise that's throwing money around, and it is paying off for them.
Last question for you, Bob. you know, you and I specifically talked. I know you're in Phoenix, and you and I specifically talked about, you know, can Arizona, you know, eventually maybe the pitching will catch up and things like that. Is it starting to come around? I mean, are you starting to kind of look at this team and say, look, Zach Gallen's, you know, certainly one of the best starters in the National League. Maybe the Diamondbacks can hang through the whole season. Maybe they can find a way to win this division.
I'm going to stick with what I said before. I still think they're in a great position to grab a wild card berth. I just don't know about that pitching. You know, you got Zach Gallen, you got Merrill Kelly, Zach Davies. You know, he's been okay. He had a good start yesterday. But I just think they're a starter short and a closer short. You know, they went out and, you know, if San Diego decides to sell, they went out and got a Josh Hader. You know, it might be a different, you know, different story, help them out. But I just think at some point the pitching catches up. It's like Cincinnati Reds, great, great story right now. But, you know, how sustainable is it with the pitching they have?
Bob Nightingale is a USA Today Major League Baseball columnist. Join me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, look forward to it.
You got it.
Thanks, buddy.
When we come back from the top of the hour, will be time for the Falcons flyover. Happy birthday wish to really probably still one of the more underappreciated Falcons in a lot of ways. And it's a Hall of Famer, and that's kind of crazy to maybe say, but still probably underappreciated. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, Night to the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.